Alternative Radio.
Hello there, folks, and thank you for listening to the show.
I'm Joanna.
I'm Nate, and this is Stranger Than. We have a variety of strange things to tell you about today.
Absolutely.
Some could be horrific. I personally don't have anything horrific to talk about. I've just got, like, some really kind of, like, blasé things, kind of, in a way. Like, they're weird, but they're, like, blasé, like, weird in a blasé way. You'll see. It's fine. You'll see.
I have some more interesting places where bodies have been found.
So, possibly horrific.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. A little bit. It's definitely not as weird as, like, the ceiling stuffer.
Right.
Episode was, but nonetheless, some strange places, strange spaces, if you will.
I will. Well, let me start with telling you my kind of weird, mundane stuff, which I don't know, seems like a weird thing to say, but here we go. So, do you remember P.T. Barnum?
P.T. Barnum, like Barnum and Bailey's?
That's the one. Mm-hmm. That's the one. You know how he had that mermaid, the Fiji mermaid?
Yes.
Yeah, how it was a monkey and monkey head with, like, sewn to, like, lizard arms with a fish on a fish body or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, this is bullshit. But at the time, people were like, well, that's super fancy and we believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, finally, just at the end of last year, in October of last year, they decided to, you know, x-ray it and give it CT scans. Just kind of just to see what the whole deal is. And, I mean, it's definitely still bullshit. I mean, they didn't find out, like, oh my god, it's real. They're pretty sure that the lizard legs are probably Komodo dragon legs. And, yeah, but they just, you know, really, really took a look into it, and because no one had, and yeah, it's still bullshit. They found another one, a similar one, that was unearthed in a box in some Japanese temple, and almost the same. It's about from the mid-1700s, and it's also a monkey-fish hybrid. But yeah, the one that they found that P.T. Barnum had was pretty much made of cloth, paper, and cotton, and held together by pins to keep kind of it looking three-dimensional. So I don't know why, honestly, I don't really know why this is an article. They were just like, yep, still fucking not real. It's like, okay, well, thanks, guys. It must have been a slow news day, you know?
Yeah.
This is an article from Live Science on Halloween of last year, October 31st of last year. And the other one I have, this is also, like, weird and kind of mundane, is that the U.S. Department of Defense has this sort of part of it called the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. And I guess they've been looking at paranormal stuff to see if it's real. And there's a 70-page report that they put out. And they say that they haven't found anything that confirms that paranormal stuff is real, but there's still shit out there that we can't explain.
Whoa, really? They figured that out, huh?
So, yeah. And so that's your tax dollars at work, is them being like, I don't know, we didn't find anything, but it seems like there's still weird shit out there. So thank you, DOD, for
some
more. Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's an article.
Absolutely amazed.
Yeah, that's from Fox 13, Salt Lake City, and that was, I believe, March 8th of this year, 2024, so that's great. Thanks for the heads up, fellas. We appreciate your service.
Mm-hmm. I guess we can keep our podcast.
Yeah, I know. They haven't. They were just like, nope, nothing. Yeah, you know, so we're still good, Joanna.
Oh, well, that's a fucking relief, let me tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know. I was about to shit myself.
Yeah. I was worried there for a sec.
Let's hear some shit about some bodies in weird places.
Okay. So, this first one, interestingly enough, this comes from www.express.co.uk. And this is an article written by one Paul Jeeves, June 3rd of 2015. And the title is Hunter Found Dead with Head Stuck Down Rabbit Hole. Victim Got Trapped and Suffocated. So this person literally went down a rabbit hole. And
like, went down a literal rabbit hole.
Literal rabbit hole and ended up dying because of it. And that sucks.
Hopefully it wasn't Cujo style where he just got bit by something and then went all rabid, because that
a rabid rabbit.
Yeah, a rabid wabbit.
He was hunting rabbits, but I don't think any of them were rabid. It seems that Stephen Winfrey, age 50, was discovered by a stunned walker with just his legs and torso sticking out of the ground. One hand was also visible, wedged firmly between his thighs. I think he was, like, trying to, like, kind of, like, I know. It doesn't sound very good, does it? But I think that was, like, you know, maybe he had got one arm and his head in, and then, you know, that's just where the other one ended up.
it just landed there.
It is thought that he may have spent 24 hours trapped in the deep hole at Squirrel Wood Scout Camp near Burgwallace, Doncaster, which is in Yorkshire somewhere, I guess. And he was discovered on New Year's Day. An inquest heard the unmarried father of two had been involved in rabbiting most of his life and used ferrets and dogs to help his hunt. His body was found on January 2nd, shortly before 4 p.m. by a member of the public walking through the beauty spot. Mr. Winfrey had taken off his Wellington boots and jacket, and which were found next to the hole, along with two bags, one which contained ferrets, a spade, knives, and a net. A dead rabbit in a fresh mound of soil was next to the hole, while his dog was tied to a nearby tree. It mentions the dog was alive. I want to know what happened to the ferrets. I hope the ferrets were alive, too.
Ferrets, I believe, would just, like, amscray pretty quick.
Well, they were found in a bag, so...
Oh.
Yeah, along with his,
ferret,
like...
Ferret sack?
Yeah, ferret sack. Along with his spade, knives, and a net. I hope so. Ferrets are cute. I kind of like them.
They are. They're evil, but they're cute.
Yes, but they're evil in a really cute,
They're only evil for 6 hours a day, because they're 18. They're so asleep that you can, like, pick them up and throw them, and they just
stay asleep.
That's it. They're still asleep.
They have ferrets at the pet store at the mall here in Topeka, and we like to go and pick them up and play with them because they let you do that here.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you can just pick them right up out of the cage. And you can hold them and cuddle them, and they are just so, so cute. But I'm just like, no, we don't need a ferret.
No, you do not. Joanna, you're actually not allowed to have a ferret. If you had a ferret, it would just, because it would become Lord of the Rings, and the ferret would be, I mean, not Lord of the Rings, Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies, and the ferret would win.
Yeah, it would be not, it's not good.
Yeah.
Your ferret would be riding your dog around. Like, using the rest of you as, like, slave labor. And
probably it would be
awful.
I it's interesting because I always thought, like, oh, well, we can't have ferrets because of the cats, because the cats would try to kill it. But, you know, you can actually have ferrets with cats, because cats,
yes,
know that the ferrets are predators.
Yes.
You know, unlike other small furry things that they are inclined to kill.
Ferrets are cat sized. They're just more snaky cat sized. I mean, they're as long as a cat. They're really not much smaller.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess depends on the cat, of course.
But I mean, bunnies are the same size as a cat, sometimes bigger than a cat, and a cat will still kill the shit out of a bunny.
Sometimes.
Yeah. My cats would.
And it depends on the size of the bunny. I mean, some of those rabbits are fucking pretty big.
Yeah. Lila is a fucking killer, and she killed rabbits on the regular back in our house in Woodinville.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But those are tiny rabbits. I mean, they're
she killed some grown-up ones that were pretty, you know, pretty good size, but she's a fucking killer. But you know, rabbits smell and behave like prey, whereas ferrets do not smell and behave like prey. So apparently, like, right, the cats just know that. They're like, oh, wait, you're like me. Okay.
I'm sure it is like a pheromone smell.
Mm-hmm.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, they just know.
But, you know, a cat would try and kill a ferret if it needed to eat a ferret.
Yeah, I mean, if they, you know, they could probably do battle, but generally.
They're still all carnivores, and they need to eat.
True.
And cats will kill. They don't give a shit. They're murderers.
They're adorable. They're adorable little murderers. I just love them. But yeah, we don't need a ferret in the mix. We already have like the cats and the dog and the whole like war between them.
Right. You don't need to add a third party in there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. They sure are cute though. They are freaking adorable.
Get a honey badger. Fuck it.
They don't have those at the pet store.
Skunks,
so.
Get a couple skunks.
You know, I mean, they have skunks around here.
Yeah, you want to get ones that don't have their spray thing if you're going to have them in your house, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, skunks are pretty cute. Yeah, as long as they don't spray everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what is super cute, too, is possums. I love possums.
Yes, opossums are very cute.
Mm-hmm. I hate it when I find them dead in the road. That makes me so sad. Back to the article. PC Richard Hall told Doncaster's Coroner's Court, "We found a male's head first in a hole with only his legs and torso visible. He was at a 45-degree angle curved around the hole. There was a hand coming out of the hole in between the male's legs. I couldn't see the other hand, and there were scratch marks on the ground. It became obvious that the man was deceased. He was wedged in the hole with hardly any room at all." Mr. Winfrey, the victim, a former miner from Skello, Doncaster, had told his family he would see them for lunch around 1 p.m. on New Year's Day, but when he failed to return, they became concerned, and when there was still no sign the following day, they contacted the police. Dr. Susan Rogers, who carried out the postmortem, said Mr. Winfrey had died from asphyxia due to lack of oxygen. She added that it is difficult to say when Mr. Winfrey died. He had probably been dead for some hours by the time he was found. His sister, Nadine Winfrey Gibson, said that he had suffered from depression but was being treated with medication and had been able to live a relatively full life. About 10 years ago, he started getting help. He took all his medication regularly and kept all of his appointments. Once he was diagnosed, he just got on with his life. We last saw him on New Year's Eve. He was going to go rabbiting the next day, and I suggested he should take cousins and an uncle as the weather had been bad, and when they'd been out the previous week, I knew they'd struggle to carry everything. Apparently, got a lot of rabbits.
Or maybe just it takes a lot of gear to kill rabbits. They're wascally.
They are indeed. He was a very giving man. He was always seeing what he could do for other people. We'd always have a laugh with him. He was very content with his life. He never expected much in terms of material goods. As long as he had his dog, his ferrets, and his garden, he was happy. That's really sad.
Yeah, I mean, when someone's got, like, a good thing going, it's
just... And, you know, just, fucking, you know, it's just, you know, keeping him not hurting anybody, just catching just his rabbits. Thing. Yeah, I mean, I guess he ate them and stuff, like, he, you know.
I've never eaten a rabbit. Have you ever eaten a rabbit?
I maybe have had a rabbit stew once. I can't quite remember.
Yeah.
You know, my ex, the girl's dad, he grew up out in... rural California, and apparently they had rabbits, and his dad would like fucking break their necks, and like they would have rabbit stew, and it like really traumatized him.
Yeah, because they're cute, and like when you like keep cute things like that,
and then you like, kill them.
Yeah, that seems. I don't know if I could do. I know I couldn't do that.
Yeah,
I know that if I was like, we're gonna eat these rabbits, instead we would just have a bunch of fucking pet rabbits. I'd be like, well, maybe I can sell these rabbits and buy just some Campbell's soup or something.
Like, right? I know. When it would come time to actually like kill the bunny, I'd have difficulty. Especially if I had to kill it with my own two hands. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, what does this guy kill his rabbits with? Because it doesn't say anything.
You don't have to do it that way. You can. I'm sure there's other ways to do it that isn't just like fucking snap. That's just fucked up. Like I can't. Maybe it's not fucked up. Maybe I don't know shit. There's also the very distinct possibility that I don't know shit. But I think that's fucked up.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. So me and Sarah, we're gonna fish.
Uh huh.
and like we were going to go fishing, and we didn't because we don't know how. And the introduction that Luke gave on Gilmore Girls wasn't enough for us to actually go fishing. But then I thought about it, and I was thinking, like, I would have to kill the fish because it's not dead when you catch it; it's still alive.
No, it's squirming.
And then I'd have to kill the fish, and then I'd have to cut it open and remove its guts. And I was like, can I do that? And I didn't. I don't think I mean, I, it wouldn't have made me feel good. That's for certain.
Yeah.
And I would have eaten the motherfuckers, but it still, it wouldn't have made me feel good. And so, you know, that's, I guess, just part of, I didn't eat meat for a really, really long time.
I know this.
And yes. Even people that, that I think eat meat on the reg, like maybe.
I would have a hard time doing it if I had to be the one to like kill it. Yeah.
Right. Right. And a fish is basically a moving plant. I mean, they don't even blink. But still, I would feel kind of shitty about it. And I'm sure I would get used to it. I'd probably still sleep that night, but I would still feel kind of guilty for killing something.
Your guilt gives me guilt because fishing is one of the things where I'm just like, yeah, you just pull it and you just throw it off the thing and you just throw it down and then it just suffocates to death.
See, that's fucked
up. In the
up.
Bottom
that's
of the boat up. And now I'm feeling like shitty about that. Like,
yeah, well, you know.
I couldn't kill a bunny for sure, but I mean, fish was seemed like on my list. I mean, I've gone fishing before, like, you know, at a younger age, but.
Me too.
It was,
I was
also on my list of like, yeah, like, no, that's not a really big deal to me. But now that you talk about how bad it made you feel, I'm like, well, shit, like.
Well, and
that is kind of
terrible. Just thinking about it. I mean, that's not even doing it. And the thing is that I've done it before.
Uh-huh.
Like when I was a kid, I was a fucking like Cub Scout and shit. And I've gone camping, yes, and also fishing with my uncles. And I have caught fish and killed fish and gutted fish.
Yes, yes.
I have done all of these things, but now I would just feel fucking weird about it. So, you know, fuck me, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that is kind of terrible. I still think I could probably just do it if I just, like, you know, went to, you know, like, set the fish aside and don't think about it. But definitely, I don't think I could snap the neck of a bunny. Like, that's...
They're much cuter.
They are much cuter than
fish. Big eyes,
than fish.
Furry skin. Big
yes,
ears.
Yes. Now, yeah. The official cause of death was death due to misadventure. I just thought that's interesting because I'm not sure that's actually a thing in America. I'm not sure if they use that kind of term.
I don't think
in America.
So
I thought that was just kind of like, you know, funny and British. Death by misadventure. Misadventure occurs when a person undertakes a task that goes unexpectedly wrong.
Hey, I mean, they're not wrong.
They are not. They are not.
I believe we call that a random death.
Yeah.
I like death by misadventure. I think that's better.
I know. Death by misadventure. Yeah. I feel like my whole life is kind of one misadventure sometimes. Now this...
And your life is eventually going to kill you. So.
Yeah, you know. Now, this next one comes from BBC.com from May 24th, 2021. And police are investigating how a man became stuck in a dinosaur's leg. A missing man was found in a Spanish dinosaur statue. Dead. Obviously, but yes.
Holy shit. Well, yeah.
Spanish?
Both the man and the dinosaur.
Yes, yes. Although the dinosaur was not real. I should just throw that out now.
Oh,
it was a statue of a dinosaur. It was like a papier-mâché dinosaur.
Yeah, that's not real at all.
No, no.
I mean, it actually exists, so in a fashion it's real, but
yes.
It's not an actual dinosaur.
No, not a real dinosaur. Not a real dinosaur. Spanish police are investigating the death of a 39-year-old man whose body was found inside of a dinosaur statue. Authorities were alerted on Saturday after a father and his son noticed a smell emanating from a papier-mâché figure in Santa Coloma de Gramenet, a suburb of Barcelona. The father then saw the corpse through a crack in the Stegosaurus's hollow leg. Police said that the man had been reported missing by his family and no foul play is suspected. Three fire brigade teams were called to the scene after the body was discovered, and firefighters cut open the dinosaur leg to retrieve it. Local media report that the man, who has not been named, was trying to retrieve a mobile phone he dropped inside the statue. He then fell inside the decorative figure and was left trapped upside down, unable to call for help.
Jesus.
Yes. Police have not confirmed how the man ended up inside the dinosaur and are awaiting the results of his autopsy to find out how he died. Except, I mean, he got in there because he had lost his phone. But I'm like, how big was this opening of the dinosaur? There's like an opening this big that you can like not only lose your cell phone, but you can crawl inside and end up trapped upside down.
That seems like a hazard.
Yeah, it seems like...
It's obviously a fucking hazard because this dude's dead because of it.
Yeah. The decorative statue has been removed from its place outside the city's cubic building where it had been used to advertise an old cinema.
Yeah, well...
Or kinema, if you are, you know, talking British talk. So, yeah. That leg of a Stegosaurus. It's an interesting one.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. It's really strange.
It is. All right. Moving right along here. This next one I have is from the Washington Post. Article by Allison Chu, dated July 23rd, 2019. And this one headlines as a supermarket worker vanished 10 years ago. His body was found behind a cooler. In the supermarket. No less. Yes. Just to clarify. When Larry Eli Mario Moncada's parents last saw him on November 28, 2019, he was running out of their house in Council Bluffs, Iowa, barefoot in the middle of a snowstorm. Apparently, he was having some mental health issues, and he was hearing some voices in his head that were telling him that he had to go and eat sugar, and he had recently been put on antidepressants. But obviously they weren't helping very much if he was hearing voices and instead telling him that he had to eat sugar. So that's kind of like the backstory on this. Because I read a few articles on this one, but just for the purposes of keeping the story straight, I'm just kind of paraphrasing this one. A missing person report was filed. Calls were made to family friends. Flyers popped up around the city just east of Omaha. But the efforts yielded little information on the whereabouts of the 25-year-old. He appeared to have vanished. Now, almost a decade later, Mario Moncada's family finally has some answers to questions that have long surrounded the young man's vexing disappearance. Where did he go? What happened to him? The Council Bluffs Police Department announced Monday for all those years Mario Moncada's body had been less than a mile away from his home at the supermarket where he worked, behind the store's coolers. Yeah.
Like, it's not cold behind the coolers, is it?
I don't think so. It's probably actually quite hot, I would imagine, because of all the electricity running through it, you know?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. Sergeant Brandon Danielson told KETV in Omaha, quote, "You don't hear about these types of cases, people found in walls, especially in this area. We have missing persons all the time, but this is just unique," end quote. A day before Mario Moncada disappeared, his mother, Anna, told the Daily Nonpareil that... Nonpareil? I don't fucking know what the fuck that name of this newspaper is. yeah, whatever. She told him that through an interpreter that her son had come home after a Thanksgiving shift at the supermarket and seemed disoriented. She took him to the doctor. He was prescribed an antidepressant, but the medication didn't appear to help. The feeling of confusion persisted, and he started to hear voices, and then came the hallucinations. Maria Stockton, a family friend who served as the interpreter, said, quote, "He said somebody was following him and he was scared." And then at around 6:15 p.m. on that frigid November evening, he rushed out of the door wearing no shoes or socks, dressed only in navy blue hoodie and light blue pants. He left behind his keys and car, and yeah, despite the combined efforts of his family and law enforcement officials, nobody could find him, and the case went cold. Until, of course, when workers arrived at the vacant No Frills supermarket store in January of 2019 and discovered the body when they started to move the coolers.
I see. So it was vacant.
It was vacant, but it was only vacant for 3 years, okay? So for 7 years, like the first 7 years he was gone, and his body was behind the cooler, yeah, it was not vacant.
That must have been a stinky fucking grocery store.
You know, what the fucking fuck is all I have to say. Because I actually read about this happening at another store where a body was found in, like, a freezer or something where goods were sold out of. And I couldn't find it again. I read about it a long time ago, and then I couldn't find that one again. I could only find this one. But I know for certain that I read about this at least one other time. And it's like, because I remember reading in the article, people, you know, the article quoted people saying like, yeah, there was a weird smell at that cooler all the time. It was pretty gross. And like a few customers had like reported it, but I'm like, and it's like, and so no one like looked, like no one decided to like investigate it. Like it just wasn't worth like moving the coolers to try and discover the source of this terrible fucking smell that's suspiciously like human decomposition.
I know that it just seems like that's just fucking lazy. So
it
stank next to our sink for a few days, and it was because we needed to clean out the sink that we just like keeps the like rinsed off dishes in, so it doesn't get a lot of water through it. So mm-hmm. you know, we just had to clean that out, and so we did, and it stopped stinking. But like, there was a stink there, and it didn't take long before like, what's stinking? And yeah. that didn't smell like a fucking corpse,
right? You know? Like a whole human being decomposing. Okay, like that is got to be a really strong smell, because I remember like back in our old house in Washington, like every once in a while, like a mouse would die in like the air vents, and that fucking stunk like so bad. Every time the heat would come on, it would stink, and that would take like several days for that stink to go away. And we're talking about like a tiny little fucking mouse, like, you know, decomposing, causing all that
right.
stench.
And that's- Yeah, like a little like 1 ounce thing, maybe.
Uh huh. Yeah, not a fucking like, you know, full ass grown human being. So it's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? So yeah, the grocery store had been shuttered in 2016, and a contractor had been called to remove its shelving units and coolers 3 years later because, like, I guess, like the space had finally been sold or whatever, and that's when they found the body in a roughly 18-inch or 45-centimeter gap between the wall and the coolers. Yeah, so. It's thought that he had, like, gotten on top of the... Apparently, this was, like, a place where, like, if the employees wanted to take, like an unscheduled break, they would climb on top of the coolers and, like, hang out. And they think that he must have climbed and then, like, fallen behind there.
And then died?
And then died. Yeah, it would have been trapped behind there. And, yeah, yeah, he would have been trapped behind there, and then he would have fallen about like 12 feet into the space, into the tiny space.
Oh, right.
And, yeah, so he would have been
probably
like kind of like way down in there, and then the coolers made so much noise that his cries for help were probably like muffled. So it's like, okay, I see how the guy fell behind there and like died because nobody like could hear him and no one could see him. But then, you know, I just refuse to believe that people couldn't like smell him like when he did die.
Well, if it's in the freezer, I can see why they wouldn't, because he wouldn't be decomposing. He'd be
yeah, but fresh. I mean, he wasn't in the freezer. He was in the space between the wall and the freezer.
Oh, I...
He was behind the cooler. So like there's a big giant cooler and he fell behind it.
I thought this guy fell in the cooler.
No, he fell behind the cooler. The other one, though, the one that I read that I couldn't find again, like that guy was like in the cooler of the store, like actually like frozen solid.
I see.
Yeah.
Christ.
Yeah. But again, I couldn't find that one, but I know what happened. I recall reading about that one specifically, but I just, my scramble to get some stuff together for this episode, I was unable to find that particular story. But I know there's at least one other instance where, you know, it involved a dead body being in a grocery store for some years before it was actually discovered. But yeah, no, this guy's body was not in the freezer. He was actually like, it was probably quite warm behind there. I mean, his body was like mummified.
That's gross.
Yeah, it was. That's yeah, so I mean, they weren't able to identify him. They had to use DNA from his parents. They kind of suspected when they found like back there and like the police report was filed.
Oh, well.
Because the guy like worked there. You know, he ran off. It was less than a mile from his house. He ran off all distraught and disoriented. You know, it was like, oh, let me go to my work and maybe I'm going to sit on my, you know, on top of the cooler where, you know, everyone just kind of like relaxes and takes a break from time to time.
He fell back
and was trapped and died and then was back there decomposing for 7 years while there were still people like working and, you know, patroning the store.
Yeah, it's great. That's fucking great.
And then they go out of business, and then 3 years after that, finally someone like moves the coolers and it's like, oh, there he is.
At least his family finally has some closure. They're like, oh, okay.
I mean, that is terrible. Can you do some like 10 years? 10 fucking years.
Yeah. And like at least he didn't get like murdered or something.
Yeah,
I don't know if it would be better if that happened or not. I don't know, but
I mean, either way, they're still gone forever, which is terrible.
That's true.
And I just can't imagine having to go through 10 years of your life, like not knowing. I mean, there's people out there whose loved ones go missing and they never find them, but
yeah,
still, like, yeah. Goddamn, that is a long fucking time.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter how long. It's just like everyone can understand everyone who's gone through it, I'm sure, can understand what they're going through. It doesn't matter if it's like, you know, 4 days or if it's, you know, 10 years. They can still kind of get it.
Yeah, the case is being classified as accidental death, not misadventure. But
no, yeah. Although it is a bit of a misadventure.
I would say so, for sure. And then another, I mean, one reason they didn't ever look at the store is because he wasn't scheduled to work that day, so they had no idea he had even come into the store.
That's just fucking lazy. It's like,
I know. And then, I'm telling you, that had to have smelled.
Where
like nobody,
everyone again?
In Council Bluffs, Iowa, at in a no-frills supermarket.
In Iowa.
Like, they don't have anything better to do in Iowa.
Oh, shit. The cops in Iowa are just like, I don't know. Well, he wasn't supposed to work, so there's no way he's there.
Right.
Let's never, ever check there.
Yes.
Like, fucking great work, guys.
I know. Hats off to your efforts there.
Hey, look, an acorn. Jesus Christ.
You know, what's really weird is that the family friend tells KETV that something interesting that quote, the mother, she kind of had an idea that he never left the no frills. I don't know how she came up with that idea, end quote. So like the mom always had like this idea that maybe he was like there and like never left. Like he went there and never left. And turns out she was right.
She was right.
If people had only decided to just check behind the coolers. I just refuse to believe that they didn't smell. I refuse to believe it did not smell.
And then also, like, after a little while, like, even if it did smell a little bit, people were like, it smells like here. After a while, wouldn't they fucking put two and two together?
Right.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Like, one of your employees is gone. Even if it's, like, a year later, you'd just be like, I don't know. It smells like a fucking corpse over here for some reason. Like, it smells really bad. It doesn't matter if we clean these or not. It smells really bad. Like, oh, maybe we should check behind them.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems just so... I mean, is this like some ghetto ass grocery store? Is that what it is?
I guess so. You know, I mean, maybe there are some pretty ghetto parts of Iowa, which I had no idea about until I like moved to Kansas, and they're just like, "Oh yeah, Iowa." And I'm
I've
like,
never
"Really?"
Been to Iowa.
I've only driven through little parts of Iowa, like on the way to, you know, to moving to Kansas.
It just seems like another flat state.
Oh yeah, it's flat. I mean,
well, it's the middle of the fucking country.
Yeah, yeah. I always thought it was like, you know, like kind of like, you know, Field of Dreams, like everyone's just like, you know, like some like nice farm people and, you know, like that type of vibe, which probably there is a certain amount of that. But apparently there's a lot of meth and Iowa.
I mean, obviously there's a lot of white people and a lot of like rural white people. So, yeah, there's a lot of meth.
Yeah.
That's what rural white people do, is they make meth.
Yes, yes.
Just like, what else are you going to do?
That living in Kansas.
You're going to hang out. You're going to, like, watch the cornfields outside your windows for, like, 64 hours straight.
Yeah.
Before crashing and doing it all over again.
Apparently so. And then you just apparently ignore, like, you know, terrible smells of decomposition behind the coolers of the grocery store and just leave that for 7 years.
It's just like, it's just another meth lab.
Right. I mean, what the fucking fuck? And then I'm sure, like, once they were like, well, we're going out of business, so I guess we just never have to worry about that smell now.
Well, it's
going to
stop after a while.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually it's going to, I mean, it's going
to
be.
There had to have been a time where it was, like, overpowering, though. Like, I can't not believe that. Like, I just.
Especially right there with the fucking, the fans behind the refrigerators, just like,
psh, right, yeah.
Just fucking crazy.
That is fucking crazy.
Human beings are a weird animal.
Yeah, yeah, they sure are. They sure fucking are. But yeah, Council Bluffs, Iowa. Yeah. You know, what I still think is like the weirdest weird body story is that one that, you know, remember our Wild West episodes, and there was like that one where it was like that guy who was like, it was the mummified corpse that they thought was like a mannequin and ended up being like in a prop in a couple of movies.
Yeah. Like, oh shit, that's a person.
Yeah, until his fucking arm fucking broke off and it was like chunks of flesh bone in the middle of it. It's like, wait, this is in plastic.
The hell? This is a dude.
Yeah, hey. I think that's my favorite one so far, but I gotta say, like, these were pretty odd places.
Pretty strange. Yeah.
If not so much the strange circumstance, the strangest that, you know, I mean, this last one, pretty fucking strange that nobody seemed to figure out what the fuck happened there.
I don't know.
But, you know, there you have it.
All right. Well, that was some weird stuff. You know, it was a little bit of a short one, but we're having some times right now.
Oh my gosh. Times are times, let me tell you.
Yeah. So we're going to work our damnedest to get a couple more episodes out to you in April. For now, we'd like to thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
And stay strange.